Tanya.
Jamal is in the building.
And you are listening to Class is in Session. Back up, dang.
Man, chill out, man. So animated. Oh, him.
So, Woo. I'm animated on him.
On him.
Okay.
Yes, all right. That's right. What you got today,
man? I'm about to be a zombie in the living room then. How about that?
Sound about right. What you got on the agenda today?
That's you.
That's how you coming. What you got on the agenda, man?
Ooh, don't start now.
Yeah.
I think I need some me time.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to hoop at 3 something today.
Ooh, can you go at 2? So, as you can see, today's class is all about me time or you time. Sometimes you just want to do stuff by yourself. Sometimes you want to do things with your friends. But is there too much in asking for me time? Or does it just come natural? I feel like around these parts, it comes natural. For the most part, you have your me time by, like you said, going to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Sometimes I do have to ask for me time.
Yeah. You may have to.
But you don't.
I don't have to. I'm going to take my. I'm out.
I call your name and you don't even answer. Oh, I've been gone.
All right, man.
Huh. So, yeah. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's fair in the sense of how much I need or want me time versus how much you need or want me time. I be feeling like you don't be wanting it.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I told you, I threw a little test out there. When COVID first happened, we started working from home. You know, I'm seeing you every day. You're my coworker. And I told you at the beginning, hey, I don't like my coworkers now. So, you know, just go ahead and set that standard, you know? So, not that I don't like, well, I don't care. But I don't dislike them. I just don't like working around people like that. When I threw that out there, and then one day I was going to get food. And this is how much we was attached at the hip. I was like, all right, man, I'm finna go get food. And you was like, okay. Then, you know, it was like understood that you were going too. And I was like, man, you don't get tired of, you know, going with me out, you know. Because I wanted to go by myself. And you was like, no, I don't get tired. So I was like, oh, she different. Okay, come on. That's what I knew. That's when I first knew, like, oh, this being around each other for too much grade ain't bothering her at all. I was like, okay, then, cool. So, yeah, I had to adjust.
Moral of the story?
What is that?
Y'all don't like being around me.
No, it ain't that. I like, I be needing me. I'm the type person, and I think it don't have nothing to do with you. It has something more to do with me. I'm the type person that if I'm around you and I care about you, I'm going to try to tap into what you think and how you're feeling. And I'm going to try to give a best experience of the, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like when I'm around you and I care about you, I put like your feelings and stuff on my shoulders. It's like, I'm not, at that time, I'm not really thinking my own thoughts. I'm thinking your thoughts kind of. That's why you be like, hey, how you be knowing? How you be? Yeah, because we're aligned.
You need to chill out with it.
You know when I chill out that? Get what you tell me? You a zombie. You ain't listening. Man, I just said that. I just got through saying that. And then you want me to say it again. That's when I chill out with that. Talk to me. That's when I chill out with that. That's a perfect example. Because now I done got so good. Now, since Zai is here, I don't be needing that time like I did or thought I did before. So what I do now, I kind of do with you guys, not so much with him, but I do like I do because I'm an introvert at heart. So when I'm around a lot of people, I'm really by myself. Like I don't see them people. I don't hear them people. So I've kind of taken that same role when it's us. So I may be zoned out taking me time right there in front of you. And that's why you be like, did you hear me? And I'm like, no, what'd you say? It's because I'm taking my me time right there in front of you. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna go back.
Okay, go back.
Me time to me,
uh-huh,
is me being by myself.
Right.
Like physically, virtually. Like it's me spending time with me.
Mm-hmm.
So your me time,
okay,
or your you time is you virtually, or is it you virtually and you playing basketball? Which one?
All of the above. See, I'm an expert at me time now. That's why I'm telling you I can have it around you. Yeah, I'm having me time. But you be wanting me to be present. No, it's me time. I'm in front of you, but I'm not participating. Basketball is also my me time. Basketball is not, I'm not going to call it my me time. That's my getaway. That's my safe haven. That's the raw me. Like, you can get every side of me in basketball. Like, but yeah. Hmm.
So you think it's fair?
I never said it was fair. And matter of fact, what are you asking when you say you think it's fair to make sure I answer correctly?
Because you were saying, like, you don't have to ask for me time, but I have to ask for me time.
I think it's fair because it's customized to how the person is. So, yeah, I think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair.
Why not?
Because, like, every time...
go ahead.
Every time... I don't know. It's like you're no strings attached type of person. You can just get up and leave whenever.
You can too.
No.
Yes, you can.
Bro, I can't.
Yes, you can. Long as I ain't got nowhere to go, you can.
See what I'm saying?
I don't really have nowhere to go. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something. I'm hooping. You know that. But you can, yeah. What you say? Tuesday, Thursday. These are your days. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday in the afternoon or evening, you can do what you want.
You see how you make your schedule and mine?
I'm just trying to give you the, you know, I'm just trying to give you the ins and outs. You can get up and go whenever you please too. I know it. Milk that in the refrigerator. I'd warm it up, get it to my baby. We'd be chilling out. That'll be me time. You thinking it's you time. It's me time too. It's me and the little one. When it's me and him, it's me time.
I know, because he be up against the wall, hanging on the ceiling fan, and you just be you time.
No, it ain't like that. We be chilling. We can be doing stuff together now. Come on now. We've been having me time, me and him, ever since he couldn't get up against the wall on the ceiling fan. So. You crazy, man. I'm glad you said that, because you can leave whenever you want. You can leave now.
I bet.
I got to leave at 3:20 to go hoop. Shoot, you acting like old day wife. What that old day back in the day wife? I'm going to sit here and take care of the kids, and Johnny will be back by supper. That's how you acting. You don't put them shoes on and press that gas and take out.
But you don't understand. So both of us have a job.
Yeah.
Both of us are, you know, present at work.
Mm-hmm.
Even right now, we're present at work.
Still am I?
I can't just up and leave.
Oh,
now.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. You know I up and leave during work.
Exactly. But me, on the other hand, I can't just up and leave anytime during the work day.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. So I keep, yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So let's just say both of us work. Uh-huh. Let's say we work 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
At 5, that's when, at 5:01 is when I can up and leave.
Okay.
However, I can't.
Why not?
On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you don't be here already.
Okay.
You're already gone at 5.
Okay.
So there goes my me time at the start of the day. At the start of the day after the work day.
So, sounds like with Tuesday, Thursday, you need to have something planned. Why you don't leave on those days? It's not fair what you're doing to yourself. You need to plan around what
your
I got
time.
Yeah.
I need to plan around you.
You need to look at the cup half full. Hey, this is the availability.
Let me
snatch.
You see what I'm saying?
Let me snatch some of that off the board and use it for me. You got to make it work for you. Or, matter of fact, if you need some time during my time, just holler at me. I'll make it work. Because it's obvious you ain't trying to make it work. I'll make it work.
Mm-hmm. I like how you just stole the time.
No. I stole the control because you feel like you don't have any. I'm giving it to you.
I need Fridays.
Okay, that's fine. I won't play on Fridays. I play on Saturdays.
You already play on Saturdays.
I won't play on Friday. Shoot, you can't beat me with these words. What else you got?
You putting on because you know you're not going to miss the gym on no Friday.
Some Fridays I will.
Some Fridays.
That's a start.
Bro, you, okay, perfect example. You took my Saturday. I asked for Saturdays once a month to go to the W.
I didn't.
You know what you told? You know what you told me when we were having a discussion about my appointment at the W? Mm. You said, "Oh, you could just change that day."
Anytime, but let me go back to that.
But Saturday is more chill.
Okay. So okay, that's okay, fine.
Saturday, I could just go to the W, not have to worry about traffic, not have to worry about getting back here to log in for work, whatever, whatever. Instead, I just said, oh, he just took my Saturday. So now, instead of going to the W on Saturday and just like chill, easing into it and uh-huh, easing back home, you know, listening to my ratchet music, uh-huh, I instead have to go to the W on a weekday during work, which actually my appointment is now tomorrow.
What time?
1 o'clock. Middle of the work day.
Check my schedule.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. I'm available tomorrow at 1. Okay.
I now have to go to the W on a weekday. Mm-hmm. It's 18 minutes away. Mm. So that means I have to leave before 1.
All right.
I'm going to say I have to leave at 12:30, right after a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I got
to
meet
go to the W. Boom, 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 boom. Get done at the W. Then do I sit in the parking lot? Because I have another meeting at 2 o'clock. Mm. Do I sit in the parking lot after the W? Or do I try to rush her at the W and get home for my 2 o'clock? So it's just too much.
This the thing. I did not take your Saturday. You go to the W at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
No, I don't.
10 o'clock.
It just depends.
Okay, 10 to 11. I hoop from 7 to 9. This past weekend, I had just something else to do, but that's random. I mean, I just went to, you know, check them out before they went to Vegas. Them play basketball. That's random. That's once a month at the most. At the most. So remember, look at the cup half full.
You're thinking, look at the cup half full.
I do. I fill the cup up.
Exactly. You fill it up. What about me? I have to hold my water in my hand because the cup is already full.
You got
to
flip the cup upside down.
Pour it all out.
No, just stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Help me now.
Don't think about that part. Don't think about gravity. Flip the cup upside down, right?
Right.
What I filled up is now on the top.
I don't like where this is going.
You got a lot of space to fill up to meet where I'm at on the top.
I'm on the bottom of the cup at this point.
When I filled it up, I was on the bottom. Then I flipped it up and put it to the top.
Okay. I'm sure along with the listeners, I am now lost.
Man, just think about it.
Okay, so here, okay, good lesson to this. Wonderful lesson.
What's the lesson? Hold on. Let's go to the fundamentals. Fundamental is my word today. Do you feel like you need me time? Because I already told you I felt like you didn't feel like that. But do you feel like that?
Mr. Know-it-all.
Do you feel like you need me time?
I do need me time. Everybody needs me time. That's the whole thing. That's the whole point of this episode. Everybody needs time to themselves.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you need it. Because like I said, I had a test and you failed it. Because I thought you needed me time and the test showed that you didn't. Or maybe you just love being around me all the time and not giving me time. That's the thing. When I'm not hooping and stuff.
You make it sound so bad.
No, you do. I'm not hooping and stuff, you're around me 24/7. You're not going to get you no me time. You only want me time when I have me time.
You got the best time for me time.
Ooh, you only want me time when I have. When I'm here all the time. When I wasn't hooping for 8 months, you didn't show no signs of want me time.
I did my things on the days that I do them on. With no question.
You can still do them today.
Except I can't. Bro, I used to just go get my nails done, whatever, whatever. I used to go to the W, whatever. And I don't even, that's the thing. You require, if the work week is 50% of your time, you require an additional 35%.
God almighty.
Me time.
She said 35. So what, I just eat and go to sleep? Dang. You cold for that. 15 to 20 at the most.
So your me time is 15 to 20% of your week.
If that, I hooped. Okay, I hooped three times. That hoop, it take out about four times. Okay. Okay. I'm going to stay throughout the week. Then I'm going to go to the weekend. I hooped three times throughout the week. That's 4 hours, right? 4 hours each day. That's the drive there, to play, to drive back. Boom. Leave at 3:20. Make it back by 7:20-8ish. So.
8 o'clock.
Okay. So let's say 5 hours. So that's 15 hours throughout the week. There's...
Take a pause right there. So you hoop three times a week, 4 hours per day, mm-hmm. goes to this particular me time session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4 hours. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're not getting home until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleepy at 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm yawning big. You get home at, no, you get home at 8 o'clock. Then you have to go look in the mirror for an hour.
What? In the mirror? Do I bro, take a shower?
You get freak? Home, you talking to Kobe when you get home.
Oh, Jesus.
You talking to Kobe when you get home, and then you like, oh, what's up, little man? You miss me? And then you go in the bathroom for an hour to an hour and a half.
And then you put up Mo on top. I've been in the bathroom for 25 minutes. At
no,
the
you
top.
Don't.
20, 25. Yes, I do. You tell me when I use the bathroom.
There's
too.
Been times you come. let's not get into all
shoot, I'm just telling the truth, shame the devil. All
right. Devil. There's been times when you come back out and you like, oh, he sleep.
Yo, you been letting him go to sleep too late. Ooh, you be ready to go to sleep right with him. That's why he sleep.
Because it's time to go to sleep time.
Okay. Okay. So Tuesday.
That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Uh huh. Tuesday, Thursday. I'm just here the whole time. Then you got Saturday when I hoop 7 to 9. Y'all just get up at 9. So I'm really stealing time on Saturday. Cause I'm stretching this 24 hours out. I'm getting up much earlier than I normally would. So I get back. No harm, no foul. Basically, I ain't even hoop on Saturday. Then Sunday. Time they hoop Sunday, 9 to, let's say I get home at 12 on Sunday. Then you got the whole Sunday. I think my schedule pretty good.
By the time you have your me time and I have my me time, when is it family time?
It's family time all the time.
No, it's not. Yes, it just is. Like, no, just like you took your time out to have me time,
mm-hmm.
the same needs to be
it's family
half
time.
Of family time. So you saying it's family time all the time?
Every day.
No, you're saying it like because we're together, it's family time.
It's family time.
It's not the same. Because you should have time dedicated specifically for family time. Not time you just fitting in because you really doing something else and family just happened to be right here. So we can have family time.
What's family time to you then?
Doing things as a family. Like just like you have your me time, you put time aside to do something specific for you. The same standard should be had for family. You should put time aside to do something specifically with your family.
So we don't do that.
You just said family time all the time.
Now I'm
you're making it seem like family time is just whenever, as long as family is there.
So we don't do that.
Man, that when that baby is in school.
Uh-huh.
The baby get out of school is 6 o'clock.
Okay.
If he get out of school and you're having one of your me time sessions, it's me and him. Of course, I don't mind having family time with him Monday, Wednesday, Friday because we chilling. But on the other hand, it's like, I just want to make sure that time is there and that time is ours.
What time?
I ain't going to say Saturday at 2 o'clock. Saturday from 2 to 5 is family time.
Man, I'm still confused because we have family time all the time.
I'm saying it's not designated family time. It's time spent with the family.
Which is what you told me.
Well, the purpose is something else.
Family time. No, the purpose don't be. It's family time. I can't believe you.
Like Saturday. Saturday. No, was it Sunday? When do we go to Dodge?
Saturday.
So Saturday, do you consider that family time?
Going to Dodge, going to Verizon, going to Mario's. Yeah. Whole day was family time. Besides going to Dodge, because we drove in the same car and we went back home in separate car. Yeah.
So the only part of that I consider to be family time.
Mm-hmm. That someone told me family time is when you're doing stuff with your family.
When we first got the Mario's.
Wow. That wasn't family time. That was me time for you. Cause shoot, I had to live me and him kicking it. Me, him, and Mario. You and Tamara was having me time.
So you wasn't having me time?
No, I mean,
said earlier that you could have you time with him.
Yep, that's it. Me and him.
Okay.
Me and him. Period. Okay. That's it.
So how was I having me time?
You was just having girl time. That's just like me playing basketball. You call that me time? You having girl time is me time.
What about the me time that I said was just time to myself?
That's on you, Ali. You got to take off.
Okay. I don't like where this is going.
Take off.
Me time. Do you require me time? What is your definition of me time? Like, there's so much that goes into this. The most important part, though, is that make sure you take time out for yourself, because mental health is everything. If you don't take time to just sit back and just refresh and, I don't know,
recharge,
pamper yourself a bit, you know? Like, just take some time out to just get back to the you that you used to know. That's the most important part. Family time is important. You want to build that time and be able to spend some quality time.
Scheduled family time is important. Because if you just having family time with your family, that's not the same.
You're trying to be smart.
Yeah. All this time I spend with my family, it ain't family time. Ooh, I guess I spend time in my car and I ain't driving too long. Oh, Jesus. It's when you schedule your drive.
This is what I have to deal with.
No. The truth.
All the time.
The truth. You got to doing it.
All the time.
Talking about some family time. Well, we got to set up picnics in the park.
Okay, perfect. A picnic in the park.
Mm-hmm.
A picnic in the park is considered to me family time.
Mm-hmm. So just hang around and being with your family.
Being present with your family.
Yeah, it's not family time.
When we went to Dodge, you weren't present.
I was handling business.
Exactly. That wasn't family time.
I didn't say it was. I said that's the only thing that wasn't.
You said a drive back because we was in separate cars.
I said that's why time at Dodge wasn't family time.
Because we was in separate cars.
That's correct.
So other than the time that we was in separate cars, what do you consider that?
What you mean? We went to Dodge.
It wasn't Bro, you time. Said it wasn't family I had to time get out
the
because car
and handle the business.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's not family time to me.
Right.
When we went to Verizon, we was in the same car. Is that family time?
I had to get out. The drive to Verizon was a family trip.
Okay, a family trip is not family time. The baby was asleep. The baby was asleep. Okay, no. Let's not call it a trip. Let's call it a commute, because a trip, sure, that's family time. It's a trip. I'm thinking trip, vacation, you know? I'm talking about the commute. The baby was awake. He's starting to like his car seat, of course. So, okay, he's calm. He falls asleep. We go to Verizon. You sneak out of the car.
Sneak out?
Because he's asleep.
I snuck out on my baby.
You sneak out of the car to go handle business. I'm sitting in the car. He's asleep. So I guess I was having me time then. Unscheduled me time. How about that?
It happens.
Okay, that itself was not, like, sure, we traveled together as a family. We commuted to Verizon. That was not having family time.
So
we weren't present.
So if I would have just drove to Verizon by myself, would that have been the same?
The baby was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was along for the ride until he woke up.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying if I would have drove to Verizon by myself, left you guys here, and the baby slept the same, all that time was basically the same.
I think it is.
Okay, then.
We weren't doing anything together.
I'm just understanding. Like, when we go to the park, I got some homework for myself.
When we go to the park, we're there together. Mm-hmm. We got the picnic blanket out. We eating snacks. We walking through the trails, calling out random stuff to him. Like, that to me is family time. Like, exclusive family time.
Okay. I just need an understanding. Understand it better.
You are such a smart, but well, you I'm are serious. Such I'm a serious. Smart. But, I have oh such my god!
Understanding now. So.
Nah, because now what you about to do? Let me say what you about to do. What you about to do is the next time you have to go somewhere to pick up a phone or pick up some shoes, you are gonna be like, "I'll be back," cause this ain't family time. Remember, y'all can stay at home. That's what you're going
to
do.
No, I'm just trying to get out. I'm not yes, going to be an ugly that's what or you're bad gonna do. Person. I'm not going to do
You ain't
got to
say it ugly. You ain't got to say it ugly. You gonna say it. You might say it with a joke. Because you're Mr. Get Back.
Nah, I'm Mr. I need some understanding to give more family time.
So going forward, that ain't going to be what you're going to do.
Nah. I'm finna go get some food from Chick-fil-A by myself.
Understood.
But that's the norm. But no, I just need to understand. I need to designate more family time. We need to designate more family time. And
it's not
we
even...
did it more when I didn't, we did the family time more when I didn't hoop. And I told you to still go to the parks and stuff with him while I'm hooping. But Tuesday and Thursday, we got to do something as a family. Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekend, do something as family after work. You know, running your little errands and stuff is not family time. Just know that.
I wish y'all could see how he holding his neck.
Running your errands after 5 is not family time, okay? Okay.
Because I'm ripping and running. I understand that.
All right.
I don't want to be ripping and running.
It's about to get cold. What we going to do for family time now? Because we ain't been able to go to the park like we did.
I mean, the baby is older. Mm-hmm. We can... I don't know, draw on the sidewalk. We can read, watch movies. We can paint.
That boy ain't going to stay still to watch no movie.
Okay, 30-minute show. Ate a twist.
He going to give you a twist. Let me twisting out the side of the couch.
I mean, he has his basketball goal that he absolutely loves.
I still ain't saw him hoop yet.
See?
Yeah, I missed that.
I put the goal together.
Okay.
I showed him how to slam dunk it. He did it like twice and thought it was just so amazing.
Oh, shoot. I got to really show him how to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Understood. So the homework is for me and for you guys to identify, schedule,
make it be a priority. Present,
make it a priority to have your me time, your family time. Because a lot of times you may be having or scheduling your me time without even knowing it's your me time. So you kind of have to label it. What I learned today, you have to label it, you know, to understand it.
He makes me sick.
So I learned a lot today. I'm going to take it back. I'm not going to be ugly like she said and be trying to be smart and all that. Because they normally always ride with me anyway. Or we always go somewhere together. I just didn't know. That wasn't family time. Now I know. You got to do a little more for the family, bro. You can't just take them with you.
No.
So, yeah. I do a little more for them. So, all right. So, is that the homework, the lesson? Be sure. Present, you know.
Just be present.
Be present. Schedule these things. Make sure you're checking them off the list. No, I'm saying I'm just playing by the checking them off the list. But just put it in your day-to-day. Just be present with your family. Still take your me time, though. All right, guys, this long class of us trying to get it together, trying to get on the same page. You know, we got the little one in the picture now, so things are really different. So, there was a lesson for me, so I'm going to see next time we talk. Maybe I pass, maybe I fail. Let's see.
I'll be sure to give you guys an update.
Goodbye. Peace.